Tuesday, June 7, 2016. Hey, everybody, David Guerra here. Welcome. It is the Daily Dave. How's it going? How are you? We've made it past Monday, and now we're diving into the work week, and it's Tuesday. I'm going to talk about business today, so if you're not into business, hang it up. Don't listen any further. I'm warning you, this is about business, and something I'd come up with a while back or thought about a while back, and now it looks like it's starting to come true, so it's pretty cool. Oh, it was a couple of years ago. I don't remember. It was in some podcast I did many, many years ago, and I talked about cell phone companies, people, you know, cell phone, you know, like Sprint, Verizon, all of those people, T-Mobile, AT&T, what's that other one? It doesn't matter. They're all out there. Cricket, there you go, and all of that. So anyway, it was about that, and it was like how rates were going down, and so you obviously know it was a while back. It was about free long distance, so now you really know how far back this was. But that it was getting to the point where people could possibly just get their cell phones for free, get their service for free, provided that they listened to an ad before they could make their call. Now, obviously, this doesn't exclude 911 emergency calls, obviously, for obvious sakes, obvious reasons. But my idea was to go ahead and have them listen to an ad and then make their call. They just had to do it. And so that's where the free came in, because the free was part of the service. You had to do this. You had to basically buy in before you could make your call. Now, obviously, people calling in, same thing, no problem. But you had to listen to these ads, whatever they were for. They could have been for a movie premiere. They could have been for a opening restaurant in your neighborhood. It didn't matter. The service was free because it was being funded by the advertisers, which sounds like a pretty cool idea. Well, guess what? T-Mobile, I just heard this. T-Mobile is offering one share of its stock to customers with an option to earn more, as well as other freebies like movie tickets and free Go-Go in-flight Wi-Fi time. See, the wireless carrier says customers will get freebies such as free pizza, in-flight Wi-Fi access, and even shares of its stock. It's pretty cool. And for what? What do you have to do? What's the buy-in? Your loyalty. That's right. They want you to sign up. It's part of a three-year campaign, but I'm looking to see what it is. And I read it real quickly, and they want you to sign up. You get stock currently yesterday, which was June 6th. Stream video and there it is. It was like at $43 and change, and that was the thing. And not too shabby. Not too bad. Obviously, they want you to sign up for a while. They want you to be a loyal customer. You have to sign up with Loyal 3. Okay, that's the company. Now, basically, you just have to sign up for their plan and be on it. So you're still paying it. You're still buying into it. But then they're giving you stuff back on the back end. So they're not making you sit through ads, but they're giving you ads. They're giving you ads such as Domino's or Wendy's or that Airflight Go-Go. And apparently there's going to be a couple of other ones that are coming on board with them. Not too shabby. So it's the back end. You're still paying for the service, but you're getting stuff back for that service, which, again, is pretty interesting. However, I'm still waiting for the freebie. I mean the free phone and the free calling and the free service. I will listen to ads. I have no problem with that. Listen, everybody, Dave Guerra here, today's Business Daily Dave. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.